Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back, man. It's just going to get crazy on Thursdays. But, yeah, just want to give you all an example. That was a long time ago. I'm showing you I've been doing this for a while, man. So, anyway, we're back. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. Now, what we want to do is hold on. Let me see what you're saying. When you're making low income, did you honestly tell women that you were – wait, let me see. That's great. When you were making low income, did you honestly tell the woman that you were with or they knew? No, listen. Okay, listen. I didn't tell them anything because I never stood on what I was doing. But when they came over, just because the outside in the area I was in was a little bit low, remember, I've always told you to set your crib up. Remember, I told you, set your crib up, because just because it doesn't look good on the outside, when she came over, it was a fucking wonderland. It was a wonderland. Hold on, T-Dog. I'll bring you 1 second. It was a wonderland. And listen to me, Rose, you want to know how they knew where I worked? Because they were picking my fucking ass up from work. They were picking me up. Or I had their car, and they knew where I was going, man. So I didn't care. My income does not matter, okay? My income doesn't matter. I didn't care about what I am and what I made, because making a little bit of money didn't define me. My house didn't define me. My clothes didn't define me. My short 5'7" little ass didn't define me. And the fact that I didn't lift weights didn't define me. I didn't stand on that shit. I stood on me. And that was a throw off, because they knew what I had. And not only did they know what I had, they wanted to do for me and buy me shit. I didn't ask for them to do shit, but they knew what kind of man I was, and they were bringing me shit. I didn't have to ask for it, but they were doing things for me, buying me shit and stuff. So I'm not saying it to get women to buy you stuff. I'm saying that I don't give a fuck what somebody thinks of me because I don't have money, or I'm living with my parents, or I'm taking care of my parents. I don't give a fuck what you think, because your thoughts don't define who the fuck I am, because I'm standing on who the fuck I am and not what you want me to be. Because every motherfucking woman I was pulling was messing with guys with money. But what did I tell you? Update the link. I'll do that, Jeremy. Listen to me, guys. Just because she's in another man's bed doesn't mean that I'm not in the bed with her. Just because she's sleeping and laying next to another motherfucker doesn't mean she ain't thinking about me, especially with this technology. Do you know how many of my clients are getting hit up while the woman is in bed with another man thinking about him? Come on, dude. Come on, man. All right, let me get to Tyler. Tyler, what's up, brother? What's up?
Hey, Coach, just had a quick question, kind of housekeeping.
Sure.
You sent me an email back when I sent you that Camp Crystal Lake sign, and your email said, send me all the files I sent you on
right.
through.
That was a request?
What's your request?
Yeah, that was. I'll talk to you about that later, because that's something else.
I just wanted clarity. I don't want to leave you hanging, that's all.
No, that's cool. I'll send you a message, or I'll call you. Hold on, let me write this. You write your number down. I'll call. Yeah. No, there's something that something happened. I needed to get some files from you. So I'll call you.
Yeah,
I'll call you.
Little crash. Okay, that's cool. I just wanted to be clear. And then that's it. I just wanted to connect that loop. And then I sent you a receipt, by the way, just now.
I know, Tyler, you always send a receipt. Turn the volume up on some of that shit, please. I know Tyler, you out and suck your dick, Tyler. Can you turn that up a little bit if you can? Turn up the volume if you can.
I don't know.
The guys didn't hear. I want your dick above my ass cheeks, Tyler. You know what I mean? I don't want them to say, Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. And I can't play that, all right? But thank you, Charlie.
Right,
we'll throw you.
So, yeah, I'll look for your email. Good show.
Okay, thank you,
brother.
All right, thank you. No problem. We'll throw you back in. 619, you just listened. I already answered your question, but you have a question, you just listen to it.
I'm just listening, my guy.
All right, just press one if you have a question. We'll throw you back in. All right, guys, let me get back to you guys out there. Now, remember, guys, we are only breaking down standards, okay? We're only breaking down standards, okay? Please understand what I'm saying to you guys. If you do not come to grips and be proud of what you have right now, you are not going to do anything when you get your ass out that door, okay? I be proud of not what you have, motherfuckers. Be proud that you can see what you have. Be proud that you can walk over to a door and open it. Be proud that you can breathe, that you can hear, that you can taste and pick shit up. See, y'all motherfuckers are looking at, see, the problem with you guys is that you're not proud and you don't appreciate what the fuck you have because you never take a moment to look at what the fuck you have instead of being proud that and not be proud. And because if you're disabled, be proud that you're disabled, because even though you're disabled, you're still breathing, your heart's still pumping, you still can see. So I don't care what your situation is, be proud, okay? That's what I'm saying. Be proud. And if you are proud, when you walk out that door, you're not standing on your looks. You're not standing on your height. You're not standing on your weight. You're not standing on a bus or a raggedy vehicle and all that other shit. See, what you guys don't understand is the only reason women are into superficial shit is because most of you guys try to be too goddamn superficial. You think that you need to present yourself with all these cars and all this shit to get a woman, and that's not true. That's not true. And the beautiful thing about what I'm showing you is that if you meet a woman that is superficial, that shows you got to get rid of that motherfucker because she's not worth your time. That's how this shit works. That's how it works. But the important thing is you have got to see it for yourself. Nobody else can see it for you. You've got to see it for yourself. Okay, so understand this, and we've covered a few things. Remember, she's met you before, and whatever you feel ashamed of is going to be the one fucking thing that's going to topple everything that we're trying to build you up to be. My car does not define my fucking name. My clothes does not define my name. I don't give a fuck if you're a garbage man, a security guy, a job. I got a security job, and that's not even enough. I don't care if you work at Walmart, Target, or you're flipping fucking burgers. I don't give a fuck what you do, because that just pays your bills. That doesn't define who you are. And what you guys don't understand is that a woman, when checked on that, she ain't going to even fuck with you and fucking talk shit about you, about what you have. She's going to accept you for who the fuck you are. 619, what is your question, man?
Okay, this is the same person just listening.
All right, man. You fell off. I thought you was falling off the call back. Okay. But okay, now what I'm saying to you guys is this. You already know that she has met the weak-ass motherfucker before. You already know that I'm showing you and giving you tools to practice approaching off the cuff. Off the cuff. Because you don't know. And there's a beautiful thing about it. And you can expand it from the kitchen. I don't give a fuck how you expand it, gentlemen. You can expand it from the kitchen, add the living room, add the bathroom. I don't give a fuck what you add. As long as when you are about to get into the exercise, you grab the paper, you go to it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Grab and go. Because what I'm trying to teach you is think, do. Grab, go, think, do. That's it. I'm not trying to complicate this game. This motherfucking game is simple when you start to believe in yourself, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see here. I'm trying to show you that, look, nobody's talking about this shit, man. Nobody's talking about this. Next thing I want y'all to understand, and this is very important here, okay, is that women will fucking 1,000, well, I will say 99.9, because that 1% is they'll walk the fuck away. Women will fucking hunt down weak motherfuckers. I'm a say it one more time. Women, 99.9%. Now, that 1% is they'll walk a fucking way. That 1% is they'll leave you alone. That's the 1%. But there are women out here, and I'm telling you right now, so don't get mad at women. This ain't about getting mad at women. I'm telling you right now, if she smells Similac under your lip, if she knows that you're scared of her, if your pussy is tighter than hers, if you get fucking, you have no confidence and you worry about what she thinks, these fucking women will hunt you down. Now, time out. I said it wrong. It's not 99%. It's 98%. 1% is they will leave you alone. The other 1% is they will hunt you down in a sexual way, which we'll talk about in a second. But 98% of these women, if they know that you ain't standing on your fucking name, will hunt you down. Ready for this, guys? For whatever the fuck they want to do with you. It's their choice. I will say it again, gentlemen. They will hunt you down and do whatever the fuck they want. It's their choice of what they want to do, how they want to hunt you down. They want you to be their friend. That's how they're going to work you. If they want to use you, that's what they're going to do. If they want drinks off of you and meals off of you, that whatever the woman wants, she is going to hunt you down and get it. And this, the 98 of you, it's not sex. It's not sex. But please understand this. Some of you are going to get in relationships with these women. Some of you will get married to some of these women. And some of you will have kids with these women on her fucking terms. So don't get it twisted. Because the hunt is what she wants. Does she want a kid? Does she want a boyfriend? Does she want a living man to make her feel better? Does she want to be engaged? Does she want to be married? Whatever the fuck she wants, she is going to get at your cost. I'm telling you right now. And I don't want you to be mad at women. This is not be mad at women show. This is not being mad at women. Okay? I don't want you guys to be mad at women. I'm just telling you that if she realizes and smells that you are like the other group of motherfucking guys out there, help, hey, God help you, Allah help you, Buddha help you, whoever you fucking pray to, help you, because there ain't shit you can do, because her Geppetto ass is going to start to put the strings on your fucking hands and your wrists. She going to put the string on your head. She going to put the string on your fucking jaw, your fucking fingers, your fucking feet. And either she's going to work the string with a stick or her goddamn hand and the back of your spine, making you do whatever the fuck she wants you to do. And most of you ain't even going to get any pussy out of it. And for the ones that get pussy out of it, you're even worse than the ones who don't get pussy, because she's setting you up for a bigger downfall than the ones who ain't even getting the pussy. That's how deep the game is. Let me bring this call in. 917. Oh, God. What's your question, brother?
Hello?
What's your question, sir?
Hello?
Okay. All right. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. This is why it's important. And this is why we push this. I'm not trying to scare you. This is not what this is for. I'm not trying. I'm telling you right now. This is what you got to know before you walk out that door going to the internet. I'm telling you right now. And if you go on the internet, you better have that shit clean. If you go on the internet, you better get rid of every fucking single woman ain't shit. She's for the streets. Women ain't shit. Before you go on to Facebook or Instagram or wherever the fuck you go online, Plenty of Fish or wherever you go on online apps, you better clean up all that fucked up shit you're saying about women. I'm telling you right now, because let me tell you something. If a woman sees that you are bullshitting, she is either going to not fuck with you or she going to fuck with you and you don't want to. Now, 917, I'm going to bring you in one last time. If you are fucking around, I'm going to hang up with you every time. So please don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Please don't waste my time. I'm trying to help people here. I don't got time for bullshit. So I'm going to bring you in. If you say hello, I'm hanging up on you. I'm going to ask you to come in, ask your question. If not, I'm done. I'm telling you. Here's the last time you got 917. What is your question, sir?
My question is, why did you hang up on me? That was...
Okay, got your answer. Back to the show. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. The thing that's very important that you guys got to learn in all of this and to grow as men is that when you go online, unlike offline, but eventually they're gonna check you online as well. Guys, please, listen. I don't mind you having sex memes and shit like that because that's what guys do. You can stand on that shit. The one thing you can't stand on in this game, guys, is when you are talking shit about women. I'm telling you right now. And if you're talking shit and they read you talking shit, you're going to get hunted or she ain't going to fuck with you at all. And when she hunts you down, she going to prove you wrong in the hunt. See, a lot of you guys are like this on the internet. Hey, man, don't fuck with them single mothers, man. Don't fuck with, if she got like 5 kids and she divorced, man, don't fuck with them, right? Okay? Let me show you how cool women are with this bullshit. When she get online and she check you out and see you talking all that shit about women, about how you ain't going to fuck with single mothers, how you ain't going to do this and how you going to do that, oh, game on. Game on. She might take a moment and look at her 1 kid or 2 kids or whatever, how many kids she got. She going to say game on. She going to get with you. She going to flip you and turn you out. And by the time you think you're going to get some pussy, she going to let you go and tell you why she let you go because she was proving a fucking point. Because her point is this. The motherfucker that sit around and say, I ain't going to fuck with no woman because she in the streets. And I ain't going to fuck with no woman because she has a bunch of kids. And I ain't going to fuck no woman because she divorced, right? They only fucking with you to prove you wrong to yourself. Because it's the same woman that, when you're in the gym working out and you see that fine ass walk by and you want to get with her, you ain't thinking about no kids being single and all that shit because if a badass woman give you or offer up some pussy, not to say they don't give it to you, don't tell me you ain't going to take that shit because you full of shit, most of you guys. And that's the truth. Most of you guys are full of shit. And that's the truth. And what I'm saying to you guys, this is what's important here. Now, again, I think I got another prank caller, so y'all got to bear with me. I'm going to keep pushing. I will bring them in. I will hang up, and I will keep pushing, all right? Because we that's how men do things, okay? So, caller, I'll bring you in. If you got a question, we'll bring you in, but if not, we'll let you go. 414, what is your question, sir?
This is not a prank, and you are very rude, sir.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you guys is this. What's important here is this, guys, is that when you play games with women. Now, this is what I'm talking about. See, one thing you'll know if you ever go to my Facebook page, and I always tell you to check out my shit because I'm always posting the craziest shit, but I'm witty. I make little comments. I give my thoughts and opinions on shit. But one thing you'll never see Unk do, I don't say nothing bad about single mothers. I don't say nothing bad about divorced women. Now, I will say something bad about hood and ghetto-ass behavior, but that's as far as it goes. If your behavior is bad, I'll say something about that. But I'm not here to judge you for your marriages and y'all that. I'm not here to do that. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not here to do any of that. So what I'm saying to you guys is that when you see what I'm talking about, y'all will get the idea. And what I'm saying is a woman will accept the challenge when she reads your profile and you're making all these fucked up memes about women. Women have this thing about themselves, man. It's like this sisterhood. It's like a sisterhood of women that protect other women. And when a woman sees that you're dogging out another woman, she's going to come to the aid of the woman and show you to be the fool. And let me tell y'all, because somebody brought this up, and I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen to me. See, let me show you how, and I won't say fucked up. Hey, Theo, if I see the meme and it's funny, I'm taking it, Theo. Hold on, let me tell Theo. Theo, if I see the meme and it's funny, I'm taking it. I'm telling you, Theo, fuck you, dog. I love you, man. But listen, let me tell y'all something. Check this out. They don't just do things fucked up. They do it on an evil way. They're going to get you. Now, 515, I know you're the same guy. So I'm going to let you sit there for like 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm going to bring you in. Because then at that point, if you run in your fucking mouth, I'll hang up on you. So stay right there, 515, because I will open the thing for you. But I'm going to make you wait a little while because I know you're the same guy. But anyway, this is what I'm saying. These things about these women, what they will do is much fucked up. It's more fucked up than what y'all can imagine. When y'all sit around and say they for the streets and fuck these single women, oh, they waiting for the dick pic. Why? Because as soon as they get it, they passing that shit out to every woman laughing at your ass. Every text message you write to her, cupcaking, kissing her ass and bending over, oh, they print screening that shit. And they're either putting it in a group of other women or they're putting it in another group and you're the butt of the joke. And you don't even realize you're the butt of the joke because she's there to prove a point. Watch what I make this guy do. Watch what I make this guy buy me. Watch what I make this guy. Watch this, ladies. Hey, you know what? My rent. Oh, man, can I borrow 50? Okay. And look at that. She'll print screen it. Show the $50, and you are going to be the butt of the joke. Telling you guys, leave these fucking women alone. I'm telling you, if they find out you talking shit about, see, let me tell you what they do. When they see you talking about shit about women, they're under the impression that you're going to be talking shit about them. So what they're going to do is they're going to put themselves in a defensive position. And they're gonna play defense and offense. So what they're going to do is they're gonna say, okay, defense means I'm not going to give him any pussy. Offense means I'm going to make him do some shit. Watch what I make him do, girls. Watch what I make. This guy's talking all that shit. Watch this, girls. Check it out. Some women, you know, let me tell you how deep this game is and how cold and calculated women are. Y'all need to know this. Some women who don't have kids and they run a game on you. They don't have kids, will borrow the kids of their sister or their brother, take a photo with their nieces and nephews, and then tell you, I'm a single mother of 2 kids, 3 kids, or 1 kid, just to see what the fuck you're going to do. Y'all don't think women are, I'm telling y'all, y'all better be careful about this stuff. Because in her mind, if you all about your memes and that life that you say, then when she presents other kids that aren't hers, okay, you are supposed to say, well, you know what? I don't want to date a single mother, so you know what? I'm gone. But what y'all going to do? Oh, well, that's really admirable of you, girl. I think that's really cool that, you know what, that your baby daddy, you know, he wasn't the man he was supposed to be. And you know what, it's really admirable that you're taking care of your kids. See that, guys? And that's the guy that what? Oh, she's in the streets. Don't mess with single mothers and all this other stuff. Or what the single woman would do is say, I just got divorced, or I'm in the process of a divorce, or I'm separated, to see what the guy who sits around there and does that, they going to do that, man. Oh, Sumo. Hey, Sumo, I had a meme that I posted where the snowman was getting head, and he asked the girl, why you stop? And the chick said, I'm getting brain freeze. And they ate that shit up. Dup. I posted it in one of those groups. I should have showed you the numbers. That shit got 872 fucking comments, and it got 400 and something likes and memes. Oh, they ate the women ate that shit up. Oh, you crazy. You funny. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, you crazy. You funny. Guys, I'm telling y'all, but let's keep going with the game. So I just want to let you guys know, are making any kind of derogatory statements towards women before you get online, clean that shit up, please. Because if a woman sees that you're making a derogatory statement as far as women ain't shit, single mothers ain't shit, and women that divorce ain't shit, see if as soon as they see that, game on. Because they're going to prove you wrong to everybody else. You're going to be the butt of every fucking joke. Telling you right now. Yeah, A900. I posted it on my thing, but I posted them in group chats as well. And this one has like over 30,000 people or something, so they ate that shit up. But listen to me, guys. Let's check this out. Next thing I want to tell you. Very important here. Next thing I want to tell you guys out there. Before you walk out that door, know why. Hold on, 574. I know you're the same guy, so I'll bring you in 1 second. Own it. Know why you're saying it. Stand by it and die for that shit. We'll get to that in 1 second because I know 504 is going to start yelling, and I'm going to hang up on his ass again. So let's see if he's going to come with humble and respect. Oh, he hung up again. God damn it. He hung up again. No, I was going to hang up on his ass. Damn it. He hung up on me before I got the chance to hang up on him. I'm going to say it again, guys. Own it. Know why you're doing it. Stand by it. And die for it. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Every fucking move that you make with a woman, if you are not doing these four things, you are going to lose. Whatever you do, you better own that shit. That means you are taking accountability for what the fuck is coming out of your mouth. You're owning it. I'm not apologizing for what I say. I'm not going to run away from what I say. What I say is what I really mean. I own that shit. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't own it, you're lost. But why are you saying what you're saying? What is the meaning of the moves that you're making? Only you know why you're doing what you're doing. And if what you're doing is for some pussy, you lost. You better be in this shit to show a woman who you are and not look at it for pussy things or it's over for you. I'm telling you right now, guys. The next thing that I want to tell you. Stand by that shit. And I mean that you don't waver. If you say something and she questions what you say, challenges what you say, you better not waver. You better not waver whatsoever. I don't give a fuck if she's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. I'm not. I'm just giving you an example. I'm none of that shit. But I'm saying that if she's, I don't know, she's in the fucking Starbucks watching the fucking Trump event or some shit. And I don't know, she doesn't like Trump. Let's say she's a Democrat and I'm a Republican. She doesn't like Trump. And I'm talking to her. She said, oh, my God, look at that asshole Trump. And I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with him. Oh, you telling me? Oh, my God. You think Trump is – you think this is what I'm talking about, guys. This is where – see, the regular guy who's scared as fuck can be like, well, I'm not necessarily Republican. You know, my parents raised me to be Republican and shit. But after I saw the light, you know, I'm more of an independent, or I kind of like towards the Democrat. See, that's what motherfuckers who don't stand on shit do. But what a man does is he stands on his shit. If I like Trump, I'm not going to change what I like because it's going to make you mad. Fuck you. No, I don't mean it like that, but I'm just saying, man, I like what I like, and I'm going to be proud of what I like. And because I like something and you don't like something, doesn't mean we can't fuck. You know what I mean? Mean we can't get around that corner and I spread your ass cheeks, right? Put your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, or put flavor in your ear to make you play with your pussy. It doesn't mean that, yeah, right? It just means that you and I have a disagreement on one thing. And look, we can discuss it. But if you're judging me off of what I like and not judging me on the person that I am, then you and I are not compatible. That's what I'm trying to say, freelance. Stand on your motherfucking square at all times, gentlemen, at all times. Dying for it. What do I mean when you die for it? I don't mean that you're saying, well, I'm a Republican and you can shoot me and all that other shit. I don't mean die that way. What I'm saying is that you burn the fucking ships. You never turn and run away. Your compass says north for a reason, because you're going up and you ain't going back. And if that means that you are going to lose that woman over how you feel about yourself, so be it. If that means you're going to lose that woman because she wants you to take her out to dinner, so be it. Are you going to lose that woman because she's telling you what she wants you? So be it. I'm going to fight for what I believe in until I can't fight no more. And the only reason I'm going to change my standard is if I change it. Now, 917, you're calling back again. I'll bring you in again. I would tell you again. If you call into the show with some dignity, I'll open you up. Don't yell. Don't scream. I will open you up. But I am telling you right now, I'm a man of my word. I have no problem opening you up. But you got to be respectful of the show. If you're respectful of the show, we can have dialogue. If you yell at me, you're gone. That's all, okay? So, let's try this again. 917, what is your question, sir? There you go. There you go. I try. But see, you know what? As a man, you try, and I'll keep him going. You want to know why? Because he's listening to me, so he's cool. I'm not mad at him. See, guys, look, you don't get mad at people like this. You don't feel sorry for them. You just got to understand that I appreciate 917 more than I appreciate you motherfuckers listening to me. Hey, if I had a choice between 917 and you guys out there, I'm fucking with 917. I'm telling you right now. I'm fucking with 917. Y'all want to know why? Because you motherfuckers are being bred to be a threat. This motherfucker ain't no threat. He going to bring me pussy. That's why I love the motherfucker. He going to bring me pussy. But you motherfuckers, Gonzalez, Kaz, Sumo, J Juice, Prime, Demand, Clayton, Edgar, Brian, 900, Marvin, shit, Cody, Freelance, Jeremy, shit, y'all a fucking problem. I love 917, you motherfuckers. 917 and I could be cool as the other side of the pillow. I will, hey, I will even hang out with that motherfucker because I will be fucking his wife, and I will be fucking his girlfriend. I'll be, I'll probably even fuck his mom. But I appreciate that motherfucker. But I ain't fucking with you motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers ain't going, y'all motherfuckers, y'all know yourselves. This motherfucker here, I appreciate him. Now, I'm going to show you why I appreciate him. I'm about to open him back up. Listen to why I appreciate him. 917, you back on then, dog. What you want to say, man?
Listen, man, you can fuck my wife or my mom.
See that right there? See that right there? I love it. Hey, 917, you stay on. You my friend. Don't hang up. We friends, man. Hey, 917, you my boy. You and I are boys, dog. Listen, 917, fuck the chat room dogs. Fuck all them motherfuckers. 917, you my dog. You're going to be the mascot of the Man Mindset. We love you, 917. We love you. Guys, this is why I keep telling y'all. Don't ever get mad at the weak. I know I saw his, look, his nuts have not dropped from his stomach, but that's not the point. I love that guy more than I care about you motherfuckers, because y'all motherfuckers gonna give me challenges, resistance. I'm not gonna be able to pull your women like I can get his shit. So I just wanna keep his ass around. I'm just telling y'all, so I'm going to keep talking. 917, you stay there, buddy. You're my friend. Matter of fact, 917, hold on. Hey, 917, give me a second. I got a song for you, buddy. Right off the cuff. Let me find it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me, hey, 917, this is for you, dog. All right, here we go. Hold on. Let me play it for you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Listen, guys. Here.
My buddy.
He goes, my buddy, my buddy.
I'll teach him everything
that I know.
My buddy and me.
Buddy.
My buddy.
My buddy. My buddy and me. 917, we love you, dog. You my buddy. Hey, dog, I'm not being funny, 917. You are the resident fucking friend. You're my friend. These motherfuckers over here, I ain't fucking with them. Nah. Uh-uh. Fuck you, Clayton. Clay, you fucking asshole. Fuck you, Clayton. That was good, though, dog. That was good. Make sure I hit Clay, man. Man, I appreciate the betas, dude. But, hey, now, 917, you just hang tight, because I'm trying to teach men some shit. So you just hang over there and play with your female dolls and shit, and I'll get to you in a second. Now, guys, when I say burn the ships, what I'm saying to you guys is this, all right? What I'm saying is this. Hold on. Where's my dog? Is that my dog? Oh, my dog. Oh, yeah. Listen, what I'm saying is this to y'all guys, is that the important thing is when you stand on shit, you got to go eyes forward, and you can never waver. Before you walk out that door, you cannot waver with a woman. I don't care what you think and how you feel, you better back that shit up. Because if you cannot back it up, I'm telling you, see, here's the thing. Follow me on this. I hate you guys, but I'm going to talk to you. But not my buddy. Nah, man. Hey, man. You're my friend, man. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Wait. I got one for you, dog. Hold on. Let me see here. Wait. No. I got to, hey, 917. I want to take a moment because I want to talk to you. Fuck everybody else. Hold on. I want to allow me to sing a song to you, man. Hold on. Let me find it. I want to sing a song to you real quick. Because you're my buddy, man. You know what? I want to take a moment and say, fuck everybody else. I want to sing this to you, dog. Hold on a second. Man, I just, because I appreciate you, dog. All right, here you go. Where is it at? Oh, wait, M. All right, let's go. Let me find that shit. All right, man. Because, you know, I used to love, you know, I love Johnny Depp and the barber, I forgot his name, the barber of the street or whatever. The barber, you know, was killing motherfuckers and, you know, he was eating their bodies and shit. This is for you, 917. Let me sing this to you, okay? This is for you, 917. Let me sing this to you, dog. I can't sing, but I'm going to sing to you because we're friends. I want to sing this to you, okay? Here we go. These are my friends. See how they listen. See us when shine in these suns. Oh, 917, my friend. Oh, 917, oh, friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper. I'll listen. Fuck y'all, I'm singing to my friend. No. I don't know the words. They're just sounds. All these years, I need my friend. When I come home to find you waiting. When I fuck your girl home. When I fuck your wife. When I fuck your girl. We'll do wonders, won't we? Now he's about to sing. My friend.
I'm your friend.
Sing it.
Where they hold you.
See, she's singing.
Now, I only sign.
We are friends. In your hands all these years. I say we friends. Now,
rest now, my friend.
Sing 917.
Soon they'll hold you.
I'ma fuck your mother, your sister. They'll never have dreamed all these days. My lucky friend. Well, I've come home. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I just want to take a moment and say hi to my friend. I just want to sing to him because he's my friend, dog. I don't want y'all to judge me. Fuck y'all. Y'all judging me and shit. I'm just saying that he's my friend and I care about him more than you. Anyway, let me get back to the show. So as y'all are gaining traction on learning who you are as a man, what is going to happen to you guys out there is that the women are all of a sudden not going to be able to figure what you are. They're not going to be able to hunt you. They're not going to know what you're doing, how you think, or how you move, because as a man, she has no book on you guys. That's what I'm trying to get you to see here and these rules, okay? The next one that I want to talk to y'all about, hope y'all are writing all this down. The next thing I want you to understand is this. My God, if this has got to be the most important rule, if there is ever a rule out there, guys. Sex to a woman that you haven't met yet or you just met is mental. And I will say it again. Sex with a woman that you have not met yet is more mental than physical. Yes, women do fuck. Who gives a fuck? Everybody. So she has got to figure out what kind of man are you. And this is why I tell you, I don't want you guys to pretend that you care, because it's not caring, okay? It's not caring. What it is conversation that's stimulating the emotional side of her that makes her think about fucking, kissing, touching, rubbing, licking, or swallowing some part of your body in her mouth. Let me say this. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying here, okay? You see, there is a difference. I'm going to use my friend 917, and I'm going to use, let me see here. Since Clayton was talking all that shit to me, I'm going to use Clayton for a second. See, 917 and Clayton could be talking about the same thing, but get a different feeling from the woman based on what they stand on. Listen to me now. You got two guys, you got Clayton, and you have an average guy. And what these two individuals say to the woman are going to be perceived differently by the woman, not based on Clayton and not based on 917. What they're going to do, wait a second, I'm sorry, 917 turned into 321. God damn it. He's not 917 anymore. He's 321. But what the difference between 321 and Clayton is that 321 has no experience with women. 321 doesn't know how to fuck. He doesn't know how to eat pussy. He doesn't know how to approach. He doesn't know how to put flavor in her ear. He doesn't know how to put flavor in her eye. He doesn't know how to be romantic. He doesn't know how to be sensual. He doesn't know how to be sexual. He doesn't know how to be smooth. He doesn't know how to be kinky. He doesn't know how to be dirty. He doesn't know how to be fucking freaky and nasty. 312 doesn't have any standards. He doesn't have any fucking laws. He doesn't have any rules. He doesn't have any principles. He doesn't have any narratives. He doesn't have any of that shit. So what comes out of his mouth, he could say the smoothest, like say him and Clayton, okay? Okay, hold on a second. Now, 321 could say the same thing Clayton's saying to a woman, okay? But how it's perceived is going to be different. Now 321 can try to nitpick some of my shit and try to pretend to be a man. But as soon as he talks to the woman, this is what
I don't want to be different. I'm not trying to be different. It's just the way I am.
Right, right. And then when he's texting her, this is what
they call me sissy. But I'm not a sissy. I'm not. Why do they call me sissy?
You see the difference right there? Perception of the woman based on who you are. So if 321 talks to her, because he ain't got shit going for him, that's why he's my boy and all this shit. Let's look at old Clayton boy. You see, Clayton is a student of the game. Clayton is learning the game. Clayton is learning himself. Clayton wakes up every morning and does the exercise I tell him to do. Clayton's got his puzzle going. Clayton's establishing his laws, rules, and codes. Clayton talking to a woman is going to be perceived differently because the woman at that point, she's going to go to her book of guys and she's going to be like, where the fuck is this fucking guy? I've never met a guy like that. Who the fuck is he? She's going to be trying to figure out Clayton, which is going to draw her into him. Because she's never met anybody like Clayton, because Clayton, like all of you, are authentic. There's nobody out there like you guys. And because of that, that's the thing that's going to get the woman. But here's the beautiful thing, Clayton. She's not going to want you because of you, Clayton. She's going to want you because of what 321 isn't, Clayton. See, a woman can't really want you, Clayton, because she doesn't know what you are. But she knows what you're not. And because 321, she knows what he is, that's what's going to get you the woman, Clayton. It's going to be your friend, well, really my friend. You can't have him. It's really my friend, 321. That's going to get you the woman, Clayton. You are going to be the reinforcer to keep her there. Listen to me, guys. This is getting deep. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? See, you guys will never start out being the reason why she wants to be with you. They're going to be the reason why she wants to get with you. But when getting with you, you're going to be the reinforcer to where she's at because she doesn't know you. Do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? I want to slow down because I don't want to get too deep. I want hopefully y'all can understand what I'm saying. See, Clayton is different from 321 or 917. We'll call him 321 because that's his number right now. Because he's carrying over what? High school immaturity. Think about what I'm saying, guys. He's carrying over high school immaturity. And when you carry over high school immaturity, guys, that's when she realizes she doesn't. You ever hear women always say, I don't want to deal with boys, I want to deal with men? Even in that audio clip I played, let me find it again. In the audio clip, what did she say? She's sick of these boys wearing masks. Remember, hold on, let me play it because she's talking about 321 right here. Let me play it again. Let me play it again because I want y'all to hear this. But listen to what she says. She says she's sick. She says she's sick of these guys acting like boys or whatever. Listen to this. Listen. Listen again. Listen.
True. Men don't like women that are logical. I feel like, especially men in this generation as well, like, they just want a yes woman, you know.
Yes, sir, no, sir, free bag, full, sir.
She won't ever say anything against him and will pander to him and will just be subservient to him. And that really gets under my skin because, no, why should I be subservient to you? I'm an alpha. Hopefully you're an alpha, like I do like to date alphas, but sadly, I think they're alphas until deep into the relationship and the mask slips and they're just insecure.
Oh, y'all see that, guys? Edgar, that's what I'm saying. The mask slips. See, hear me out. 321 is going to have a relationship. Listen, guys, I will never tell you that you can't get pussy. I'll never tell you that. But the beautiful thing about 321 is that in this analogy, I'm going to show you the analogy of 321 and why I love him. Reason I love guys like him, because this guy gets an itch under his skin to go hunting. So what he'll do is he'll drive his fucking ass truck to the hunting, the Gander Mountain type place. He'll spend a lot of money on the camouflage. He'll get the deer spray. He'll get the gun. He'll get the bullets. He'll get the canteen. He'll get the backpack. He'll get all the things. He'll even buy a thing that you hang up in the tree, thing to have infrared vision. He will do all that work, buy all this shit from Gander Mountain, right? Tote all that shit in his truck, drive way the fuck out in the woods, drag all that shit out of the truck, climb that fucking tree and set all that shit up, and wait, but 24, 48, even 72 hours, just so little old Bambi can prance around and he shoot that motherfucker to come down off that damn tree, take all this shit down, roll all that shit back to his truck, go back to Bambi, gut little Bambi out, get all of his guts and shit out, drag his fucking carcass to the goddamn truck, drive the truck all the way to his house, unload all of his equipment, pull Bambi out, skin Bambi, cut Bambi up into little pieces, put Bambi in the refrigerator, and then when he's ready to eat Bambi, he'll pull Bambi out of the refrigerator. He'll get a nice little wine and some potatoes, and he'll cook that fucking veal to perfection. Get the perfect table, the knives, the spoons, the forks. Put the fucking food table so I can eat it. That's why I love him. He will do all that shit to fix the meal for motherfuckers like us, guys. How can you not love someone like that? How can you not appreciate somebody who did all that shit just to serve your fucking ass? Come on, think about that. But gentlemen, what I am saying to you guys, and this is why it's so important, man, understand that these women are comparing you to other bitches of guys. Excuse me, not bitches, but 321s. They're comparing you to 321. Think about that, what I'm saying, for a second. And when they compare you to guys like that, that's why they come back. That's why they don't leave you, because they know they can't get anything better than your motherfucking ass. They will marry 321. They will date 321. They'll give him a piece of pussy, and they'll fucking have kids by him. But, dude, it's all going to be on her fucking terms. And that's the beautiful thing about being a man. That's what's so great about this. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, to wrap some of this up, because I want to answer y'all questions in the chat room. Always remember, gentlemen, that at the end of the day, before you walk out that door, there's a certain group of standards that you must abide by. Be proud of, stand by, own. You've got to do these things before you even go out your door, because the women are prepared for the man that's not doing those things. Does that make any sense? They're prepared for the guys that's not doing those things. 281, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hi. I think because I have a problem with my girlfriend. She is not listening to me when I tell her to clean the bathroom.
Can you, 281, can you say it better? That your girlfriend is not the problem. It's the fact that you're allowing your girlfriend to treat you like you're weak as fuck. So what do you mean? How is that a problem when you're allowing her to do that shit? How is that a problem? Where's the problem?
I have a arranged marriage.
Hey,
so I get her from a website from the Philippines.
I fucked a lot of women who will come from arranged marriages. Remember, I fuck with Afghan, Pakistan, and Indian women from that area, and I understand arranged marriages. And the reason why you're full of shit is because if you were really a man in these arranged marriages, these women would be catering to your ass. So can you please stop bullshitting on my show, please, and go find something else to do? Can you do that, please? Thank you. Goodbye. So that's what I'm saying, dog. Y'all gotta understand, man. Y'all can't do this shit with me, man. I'm too good at this game, dude. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is simply this. At the end of the day, whatever you do, you've got to do it to the best of your ability. And not make it about an end result, because as soon as you make it about an end result, you're not going to make it with a woman. Okay? As soon as you do that. So what's important that y'all have got to learn in this is that even when you go online, you have to understand women are going to do background checks on you. They're going to go through all your profiles and all your photos, and they're looking for that one piece of evidence to fucking fuck you over. Why? Because this is what they're thinking. If you're going to talk and belittle single mothers and shit like that, then what are you going to do to her if you find out that she's a single mother? And here's the funny thing about it. Some of these women are not single mothers. Some of these women are not single mothers. But some of these women are going to challenge your posts by the shit you say. If you say that you ain't about single mothers, all she's going to do is ask her girlfriends, her brother, or somebody, can I take a picture with your daughter, please? Can I just hold her hand and act like she's my daughter? I want to show y'all something. And they're going to start working your ass. So always remember, guys, please, before you – now listen. I would say clean up your profile before you walk out the door, because if you're doing tap, tap, and you're tapping her phone, your information is going to be out there anyway. So y'all, listen, y'all got to be careful with that, okay? And listen, Post what you want to post. I'm not here to fucking tell you what you can't post. But what I'm saying to you is that your post can have greater ramifications for you if you ain't standing on the shit you say. That's all I'm saying, all right? So, remember what I said, guys. And there's so much more we can discuss, but I want to take some time and get your thoughts and stuff like that. And 321 is finally turned into 612, so we're going to keep his ass on as well. So 3621 is my new friend. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that just make sure at the end of the day that you follow what I'm saying, but see it for yourself. Don't listen to the messenger. Listen to the message. Become the message. And do the homework assignment that I gave you. Make sure you take the hat, put the pieces in there, pull that out, and begin to work on your approach at home. But if you're only doing it at home, you're going to fail, okay? I'm going to be honest with you, because all you're doing is shadow boxing. So you got to take that shit out on the road and go on tour and go to Walmart, Target, down the street, ice cream, wherever the fuck you go, and make sure that you utilize it. Because if you're not going to do that, I don't know. I think he has what? I think he has four. But like guys like that, what they'll do is they'll go get a Gmail or a Google number. And that's what I'm saying. So you got to ask the creep. See, what's weird and creepy is that he's got so many numbers, Freelance Ronin. This guy has like three, maybe four or five numbers. So this is why it's weird, man. Listen. I'm gonna use him as one more example to talk to y'all about talking to women who look at guys who are intellectual and can talk that are smooth. See, a lot of women will complain about 612 because of how creepy and weird he is. You know, he's got like four different numbers and shit like that, just really odd and weird and shit. And what throws women off is that they're wondering, why is he so damn gay? You know, they're like, well, I thought he was interested in me, but why is he so feminine and why is he pee sitting down type shit, right? You're not there to validate and you're not there to fix. You're there to talk. And all you got to say is, wow, that's pretty amazing. I didn't think a guy could be that weird. You know, I've just never thought that I have to have five or six numbers to tell a woman one thing. Well, what is that one thing that you would tell a woman? Exactly what I told you when I met you. You see what I'm saying? You can use him to catapult yourself. I didn't solve it. I didn't validate what she's saying. I just took what she's saying to benefit me. That's what I'm saying to you guys, okay? So these are things that y'all can do, and y'all need to check those things out, okay? Make sure y'all do check those things out because these are the things we got to discuss. Now, real quick, 619, before I shut these down because we're going to keep this guy on, do you have anything to say, 619?
No, just listen to the game, brother.
All right, thank you, 619. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. All right, so that's all I'm saying to y'all guys. Listen, don't get mad at the trolls. Don't get mad at the people that don't like you. Like everything in life, appreciate these guys because they're the driving force that brings women to want to fuck the real motherfuckers, man. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't disturb the ecosystem. You keep that shit 1,000. You keep that shit real, yeah. You guys, do not change nature, man. Don't look to fix that guy. That guy is who he is because he's got daddy issues or mommy issues, or he's got really like I like dude issues, you know. So it is what it is. But you don't get mad at these young men. Just know they're in high school still. Even though they're grown men, they're still in high school, which gives us the advantage, okay? So, guys, what questions do y'all have right now? We'll wrap all this other stuff up, man. What questions do y'all have? Let me open up 917 to hang up the phone. Let me open up 612 to hang up the phone. And 619, we're going to go ahead and go, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We'll let you go, and we will end that right there. But what I'm saying to y'all,